Ukrainian elections could be good for church growth. A church leader dies in a kidnapping attempt gone wrong in Haiti, and the Granny Brigade is forming for 2008. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's Orange Revolution is stuttered back to life after inconclusive parliamentary elections. It may mean Yulia Tymoshenko will be prime minister, the seat she held for just 7 months after the Orange Revolution. Slavic Gospel Association supports churches throughout the former Soviet bloc nations. SGA's Joel Griffiths says if results hold true, it could be good news for religious freedom.
Having a pro-Western government in Ukraine, I think, is important for continued religious freedom. If you look at it in comparison to the other former Soviet republics, churches in Ukraine have been remarkably free to minister, share the gospel, evangelize, plant new churches.
While the new government faces opposition from the Kremlin, Griffiths says the gospel will expand. He says Christians in the West need to be involved to
help support us financially, being able to keep sponsoring these schools and sponsoring these church planters. We want to try to get as many churches planted as possible while we have the opportunity to do it.
Go to our website to help. Next, bandits are accused of killing the longtime director of a partner to the Christian Reformer Relief Committee in Haiti. The man was shot to death in Port-au-Prince 2 weeks ago. Authorities believe the shooting was a random act of violence and likely started as a kidnapping attempt. He was working in the poorest urban neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince, training church leaders and reaching into the community with the love of Christ. Please pray for his family and that the ministry continues. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Books of the Bible is a groundbreaking presentation of the Scriptures designed to accurately reflect the biblical author's intentions. The result? A more readable Bible was released in August. International Bible Society, Send the Lights, Glenn Powell.
Letters end up looking more like real letters and stories like real stories. Poetry, just without all the numbers, the chapter references, the section headings, the notes at the bottom of the page, and you take out all that stuff, you just have suddenly a feeling that you're getting closer to what the author originally had there.
Powell considers the organization of the chapter and verse system a crutch in Bible familiarity. Take, for instance, the story of the woman at the well in the book of John.
How would you refer to that if you couldn't just say it's in John chapter 4? You would say it's toward the beginning of the gospel, and if you can describe it in terms of the events that have happened in John's gospel and where this falls, you're actually finding that you end up referencing the story with regard to its immediate context.
Next, after a year, a radio program is still ministering to the country of Niger, which is 90% Islamic. It's difficult to present the gospel to those who can't read unless they can hear it via radio. The Words of Hope programming started with 5 gospel broadcasts each week and now airs 6. Lita Young says the program is actually welcomed by unbelievers.
We met with some of the listeners who at this point still are not identifying themselves as converts, but they're certainly interested in the gospel, and some of them described these broadcasts as wonderful examples of enlightenment, which they look forward to hearing each night.
According to DeYoung, this type of programming has met little resistance because
there is not Sharia law, there's a secular government, and there is real openness to gospel broadcasts explicitly being heard on local radio stations. No opposition has sprung up that we're aware of.
Pray for the staff as they reach out to a largely Muslim population. And the Book of Hope's Granny Brigade will be heading out for 2 more trips to South Africa in the spring of 2008. These grandmothers are a faithful and dedicated group of women who commit to pray or join a team to distribute the Book of Hope and to spend time visiting and sharing the love of Christ with orphans in need. The one-on-one interaction is life-changing on both sides as the women act as the living gospel with these kids. Go to our website if you want more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. If you're planning a trip, this resource could help you plan more effectively. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.